High-quality pasture always seems to be in short supply. This year, all pasture may be short. Oats and Italian ryegrass may be the surest way to increase grazing this year. Stay tuned.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
I like oat forage. It grows during spring when rain is most likely and when moisture is used efficiently to produce forage. Oats can be grazed earlier than anything else you plant this spring. Once it gets 5 or 6 inches tall, it quickly can shoot up to a foot tall in almost no time. Unfortunately, once oats gets that tall, it may not stool out, tiller, and regrow after grazing very well. So it's important to start grazing early when oats get 6 to 8 inches tall to stimulate it to form new tillers. After this first grazing, keep oat regrowth between 6 and 16 inches tall. Begin with a light stocking rate, about one animal every couple acres. Then adjust animal number as oat growth changes. For a longer grazing season, plant a mixture of oats and Italian ryegrass. Oats comes on strong early, while Italian ryegrass tends to wait until June before it grows rapidly. Then it just keeps on growing high-quality leaves the rest of the year if moisture is available. For straight oats, drill at least 3 bushels per acre as soon as possible. Oats will be 6 to 8 inches tall and ready to graze by early May. With good moisture and 40 to 60 pounds of nitrogen, oats can provide a couple months of grazing for 1 or 2 cows per acre. For extended grazing, drill just a couple bushels of oats plus around 20 pounds of Italian ryegrass per acre. Your stocking rate might need to be a little lighter at first, but with some timely moisture or irrigation, you can continue to get great grass all summer and fall. Do you need reliable, high-quality pasture this year? Oats, with or without Italian ryegrass, may be your best option.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this.